はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、
テグシガルパ。夏子です。
よしです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 123. As always, brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Natsuko-san and Yoshi-san, the iLearning Center is live.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. People everywhere can now get some of our best features in the Learning Center on their iPod. Turn your iPod into an interactive language learning tool.
Wow.
Not only that, in the coming weeks, we'll be adding survival phrases and other things. Now, if you go back and you get the survival phrases on your iPod, and then you come to Japan, mm-hmm. you have all of them.
Oh, yeah, that would be really useful.
Really useful. Whatever you're doing, just go to the lesson, go to your notes. If we're talking about temples, go to that one. Mm-hmm. If we're talking about restaurants, scroll to that one. And we'll give you inside there the expressions you can hear over and over again.They'll be right there in your iPod.
Yes.
So you definitely want to stop by JapanesePod101.com. Again, lots of feedback about this. Now for today's conversation, we're continuing on with the volitional form. But this time we're going to cover class 1 verbs, also known as godan doushi. So as always, we're going to give you the conversation, followed by a slower version of the conversation. And lastly, we will give you the conversation with the translation. So we have a very interesting conversation today.Three good friends, university friends, are on a road trip. And, well, they don't have car navigation. So, they're trying to find their way on their own, and a slight problem arises. So please listen to the following conversation. Again, three friends, so you notice it's an informal conversation. See what you can pick up. Here we go.
ちょっと待ってください。右、左、どっち？
また迷ってるの？
いや、迷ってない。ただ方向を確かめてるの。
迷ってる。でも大丈夫。私が分かってるから。まっすぐ行こう。
まっすぐ？違うよ。右に曲がろう。
右じゃない。よし、じゃんけんで決めよう。
じゃんけんポン。
よし、右。
お前いつも出すの一緒だよな。
もう男は単純なんだから。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
ちょっと待ってください。右、左、どっち？
また迷ってるの？
いや、迷ってない。ただ、方向を確かめてるの。
迷ってる。でも、大丈夫。私が分かってるから、まっすぐ行こう。
まっすぐ？違うよ。右に曲がろう。
右じゃない。よし、じゃんけんで決めよう。
じゃんけんポン。
よし、右。お前、いつも出すの一緒だよな。
もう、男は単純なんだから。
次は、ピーターさんの英語が入ります。
ちょっと待ってください。
Hang on.
右、左、どっち？
Right or left? Which is it?
また迷ってるの？
Are you lost again?
いや、迷ってない。ただ方向を確かめてるの。
No, I'm not lost. I'm just getting my bearings.
迷ってる。でも、大丈夫。
You are lost, but it's okay.
私がわかってるから、まっすぐ行こう。
Because I know the way. Let's go straight.
まっすぐ？違うよ。右に曲がろう。
Straight? No. Let's turn right.
右じゃない。よし、じゃんけんで決めよう。
No, not to the right. Okay, let's decide by rock, paper, scissors.
じゃんけんポン。
Rock, paper, scissors.
よし、右。
お前いつも出すの一緒だよな。
All right, to the right. You always put out the same thing.
もう男は単純なんだから。
Ah, guys are so simple. All right, Yoshi-san, let's ask Natsuko-san what she thought of today's conversation. I don't know if I'm expecting big things from this one, but let's give it a try.
Natsuko-san, 今日の会話はどうでしたか？
私もよく迷いますけど、じゃんけんで決めたことはないですね。
English, please.
I often get lost too, but I never decided with rock, paper, and scissors.
How do you decide?
Think.
That's so revolutionary.
Yes. Just think.
Yoshi, how do you decide?
Just I think too.
You're copying.
Or maybe I ask someone.
Yeah.
Me too.
All right. Well, let's ask someone about today's vocab because we have a few new terms in there. A lot of review, but we're going to cover class one volitional. So we're just going to take a quick look at the vocabulary. Yoshi-san, first word, please.
迷う.
To be lost. To be perplexed.
迷う.
Now, in the dialogue, they were lost, as in they lost their bearings. They didn't know which way to go. But as was said in the definition, this can also mean lost spiritually or some other way. So it has more than one meaning. So what we're going to do now is give you an example of each. Natsuko-san, can you give us the first meaning, lost as in to lose one's bearings?
新宿でよく道に迷う.
I often get lost in Shinjuku, and that's very understandable. Chaos.
Yes.
So many train lines coming in there, people everywhere, so lots and lots of streets. Natsuko-san, did you see the comments for the last news show we did?
Oh, no.
One of our listeners wrote in about Yoshiism, kind of spiritual, something based off Yoshi and his personality. So now Yoshi's going to give us a bit of Yoshiism in this next example sentence because he's a very deep person.
Oh, I see.
So he's going to give us something very philosophical. How do we say philosophy in Japanese?
哲学.
How do we say philosophical?
哲学的.
So let's have Yoshi-san give us a philosophical example sentence. Natsuko-san, can you ask Yoshi that?
Yoshi-san, 一つ 哲学的なのお願いします.
はい、わかりました。人生に迷う時もあるけど、笑っていれば大丈夫。
There are times in your life when you get confused, but if you're smiling...It'll be okay. Words to live by Yoshi. Now, speaking of Yoshi, we're going to take questions for Ask Yoshi starting today. So if you have a question.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I remember that.
Would you like to be the first person to ask Yoshi a question?
I don't think I can make it. You know, people are waiting for this, right?
Okay, so start sending them in. And we're going to get that segment up ASAP. Next we have.
方向.
Direction.
方向
Natsuko-san, sample sentence, please.
あの方向に煙が見えました。
I was able to see smoke in that direction.
私は方向音痴です。
I have no sense of direction.
And that's about myself.
Really?
Yes.
Do you have a good story for us? Oh, yes, you do. お願いします。
Well, like, you know, I get into a building and do my business there and come out and go directly the opposite direction
from where
I came. Yeah. And my friends are usually very surprised.
I would like to see that very much. Now, this word you gave us, can you give it to us one more time for a person with no sense of direction?
方向音痴.
Now, the first word...we established was direction. The second word is...
音痴.
Can you break this down for us?
音痴. 音痴.
Now, this word originally means someone out of tune, like myself. Now, it's my turn, Natsuko-san. Again, when I go to karaoke.
Karaoke.
音痴. I cannot hold a tune. Now, it's interesting that this word is actually attached to other words.
Yes.
To show that that person is poor at the thing we're talking about. For example,
方向音痴.
A person who has no sense of direction. Yoshi-san, can you give us another one?
運動音痴.
Someone not good at sports. And there are lots of words to describe them, but I think we'll put them in the PDF because we don't want to get a bad reputation. Okay, next we have.
確かめる.
To confirm.
確かめる.確かめる
To ascertain. Example sentence, please.
飛行機の出発時間を確かめる
To confirm a flight's departure time. Next we have
曲がる
To turn, to bend
曲がる曲がる
Again, you have to get the meaning through context. As we said in the definition, to turn, to bend. So please listen to the following two sentences.
あの角を右に曲がります。
To turn right at that corner. So you can tell from the sentence, the context, that here it means to turn, because we're talking about a corner and turning in a direction. Now, if you've seen my picture,
Peter の鼻が曲がってる。
Peter's nose is crooked. Thanks, Yoshi-san. Yes, Yoshi-san definitely has the best example sentences. Now, here it's in a state of being bent, so it represents this state. But again, you have to judge from the context of the sentence which meaning magaru takes, as the Chinese character is the same. Next we have
単純
Simple
単純単純
This is made up of two characters. The first character means
single.
Second character
pure.
And I think of it as the single most pure thing, the simplest thing. And what kind of adjective is this?
Na adjective.
So when placing this adjective in front of a noun, you need to put a na in between the two. Okay, with that said, one quick thing we want to look at in the dialogue. When the winner of Rock, Paper, Scissors proclaims his victory, he says to his friend,
お前、いつも出すの一緒だよな。
He refers to his friend as,
お前。
We've been emphasizing this since we've been teaching informal Japanese. This is, Natsuko-san, what would you say about using this to address somebody else?
You should be really close friends.
Really, really close friends. Even if you're really close friends, be sure that all the politeness levels are there, because this is a very, very strong way to refer to someone.
Yes.
Fighting words.
You don't usually use it to someone in a higher position than you.
Yeah, or to a stranger.
No.
Because it could result in some serious consequences. But again, we say that when you're in your intimate circle that you can use these things because you're that good of friends. But again, you have to feel the situation out. And even I've been in Japan for a long time, and even with my close friends, I don't use this. It has to do, some of my friends are a bit older than me. I had a friend who was the same age as me, and we were extremely close friends. And that's who I use this with. Again,
yes.
There is certain things. And if you're not completely 100% sure about using this, we recommend, really kind of insist you don't attempt it.
Yes.
Unless you have guidance from a very good friend who's going to help you through this. Okay. Now on to today's grammar point. Today's grammar point is class one, informal volitional. Now, Natsuko-san, yesterday we covered class two.
Yes.
Class one is formed by replacing the u column with the
o
column and attaching
u.
So it's almost like you're dropping the respective o column hiragana in between the original dictionary form.
I see, yeah.
Now, to explain this best, let's take the verb to meet.
Au.
This ends in
u.
Now, this is the u column. We replace this with
o.
So now we have
a o.
And then to that, we attach
u.
And it becomes
ao.
And that's how you form the informal volitional with class one verbs. Again, inside the PDF, we're going to have a big write-up about this. In addition, the second to last sentence has a little bit of complex grammar in there, which we're also going to cover in the PDF. So you want to stop by and pick up the PDF. Big explanation in there. Plus, inside the Learning Center, quizzes, content, lots more to bring it all together. That's going to do it for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
またね。